Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about troubleshooting the internet. Often you may find when going online to a website that you see a page kind of like this. This page in particular says, oops, Google Chrome cannot find tmacwilliam.com. In this instance, Google Chrome is just the browser we're using. Other browsers like Safari or Internet Explorer or Firefox have similar error pages. But when you see this page, you're probably disappointed. It's not the website you wanted to visit. So in this section, we're going to talk about how you can sort of troubleshoot this problem and figure out why the page you're trying to access isn't working. And once you've figured out why you think it's not working, the steps you can take to fix it. So first off, we want to figure out whether tmacwilliam.com actually is a valid web page. If it's not a website on the internet, then it will never load, no matter how great our internet connection might be. One way we can try to test this is to use another computer, perhaps a phone or a tablet, to access tmacwilliam.com. If, when you go on your phone, tmacwilliam.com works, then we know the problem isn't with the website. It's likely with your network or your computer. In this section, we will try to go from the smaller problems up to the bigger problems. So if you've determined that the website does indeed exist, you may want to check whether the website is currently functioning. From time to time, websites go down, and it's not your fault or your computer's fault, but the servers at Google or Facebook or Tumblr or whatever website you're trying to visit might go down. So to test this, there are certain sites that exist. In this case, we'll go to isup.me. It's a little website that allows you to test, is a website currently functioning? So if I type in tmacwilliam.com and I click, is it down for everyone or just me? The website tells us it's not just us. tmacwilliam.com looks down. At this point, there's nothing we can do. The website that we're trying to access isn't working and it's not our problem. If we try a different website, like google.com, this website claims that google.com is up. So if we tried to access google.com and it didn't work, that's a problem with something on our side, not Google's side. But if you've been following this bit so far, you may wonder, well, what happens if this website doesn't work? So another name for this website is downforeveryoneorjustme.com. But what happens if this website is down? Well, somebody made is down for everyone or just me, down for everyone or just me.com. This website lets us test whether down for everyone or just me.com is up. That's not particularly useful, but it's something I thought was kind of funny. Okay, but let's say that we've gone to down for everyone or just me.com and we've checked that our website is indeed up and functioning. At this point, we don't know where else, where next to check. Google's servers are fine, or Facebook, or whatever website we're trying to visit, but we still can't access the website. So what might be wrong? It might be a problem with just our computer. It might be a problem with our wireless network that we're connecting to, or our wired network if we're plugged in. It might be something a little more local, like maybe maybe Comcast's sort of hub network is down. We have to start to try to localize the problem. So the first step I would test is to check another computer on the same network. If you check our SSID, you'll see that we are currently connected to Harvard University in this instance. So I would take another computer or a phone or a tablet, connect to Harvard University, and see if I have an internet connection then. If I do have an internet connection from those devices, then the network is probably fine, and it's something a little more local to my computer. If I don't have internet connection from those devices, then it implies there might be a problem with the network or something higher up the stream and that my computer isn't to blame. If other devices work fine and the Harvard University SSID appears to be functioning, then that implies that it's our computer that has the problem, that simply our computer's connection is the one that is not functioning properly. To troubleshoot this or to confirm this, we may want to try to visit other websites. So if every website I try to visit from my computer doesn't work, it implies it's something wrong with my computer. and that I can now focus my efforts on troubleshooting my computer instead of troubleshooting, you know, calling up Harvard and asking them to fix their network, or calling up Google and asking them to fix their website, or other steps that might need to be taken. Once I've decided that my computer is the problem, I can focus my efforts on debugging in my computer. So the first thing we might want to check is that we actually have a valid, strong connection. On a Mac, you can do that through the System Preferences panel in the Network section. Here, we see that the computer believes it's connected to Wi-Fi. We have a green light, and it says it's connected to Harvard University and has an IP address, and it gives us the IP address. In this case, 10.251.193.83. On a PC or another computer running Windows or Linux or something, this page doesn't necessarily exist, but a similar page exists in the control panel or preferences or options or settings of your operating system. If you go to the network connections, you can try to see whether your computer believes it's connected to the internet or not. In this case, our computer believes it is, but if it were off, if we saw status off, we might realize, oh, our computer is not connected to the internet. Let's turn our Wi-Fi on. And here, if we saw this screen, Wi-Fi is on but not connected, then we might say, oh, let's make sure we're connected. And after a few seconds, the connection was formed. So once we know we're looking on our computer, we can start delving into our computer's settings looking for problems. In terms of fixing these problems, it's typically easiest just to start small and work big in terms of turning things off and turning them back on again. In this case, turning off Wi-Fi and turning it back on refreshed our connection to Harvard University's network. And in doing so, may have fixed any problems we were having. If we had a faulty connection or a slow connection or a half-formed connection, just turning the Wi-Fi off and turning it back on allows us to try to refresh that connection. If that doesn't work, you may want to try restarting your computer. Just turning your computer completely off and turning it back on. This, in addition to restarting the Wi-Fi, will also restart any other processes your computer might be running, which might have been interfering with your internet connection. As a rule of thumb, it's best to start small and work big. Don't just start by turning off your computer, because you may have not fixed a smaller problem in doing so. So turning off your Wi-Fi or turning off your computer are two of the best ways to sort of restart your connection if your computer was the problem. But as we discussed earlier, it may be the case that the network is the problem or another website is the problem. So if you're at Harvard, we can't go and restart Harvard's Wi-Fi. But if you're at home and the network appears to be the problem, all of your devices, your phone, your tablet, your laptop, if all of them can't connect to the internet, it might be a problem with your network. So what can you do there? Turning off your computer and turning it back on isn't likely to fix anything because other devices have the same problem. So you may want to go to your wireless router and unplug it and plug it back in. Why would this work? Well, if some setting got misconfigured or if some connection got half-formed or misformed, just a fresh restart is a good way to get things up and running the way they're meant to run. And if that doesn't work, you may want to go one step further. So as we discussed in lecture, a wireless router is typically connected to a modem or another entryway to the internet. And so restarting that point, unplugging it, plugging it back in, or holding the reset button might refresh the connection there. And you kind of work your way back up. So you can unplug and plug in your modem. And if that still doesn't work, you may want to contact your ISP or your internet service provider, which provides internet to your home. In this case, Comcast and Verizon are typical examples of an ISP. If you reach out to them and say, my home is having trouble connecting to the internet, they'll likely file a report, check with other homes in the area, and find out whether it's a problem on their end. Another way for you to check this without having to go to your ISP is call up your neighbor. Say, hey neighbor, are you having trouble with the internet? Is the internet down for you? If you live in an apartment building or something, or a dorm, ask the person next door. Typically, if the ISP is the problem, many people nearby will have similar outages, and their internet also won't work. We've discussed multiple ways of identifying problems and a couple ways of fixing the problems, but really we want the takeaway message here is that The internet, especially your connection to the internet, is a complex system. You have a computer which connects wirelessly or through a wire to a router or switch, which then connects to a modem, which is then plugged into an entire infrastructure that we don't even know about that's managed by an ISP like Comcast. And it's very difficult to pinpoint a problem. When you go and type in tmacwilliam.com and Google Chrome says, oops, didn't work, there are lots of things that could have gone wrong and lots of places along that process where a problem may have occurred. So using the things we've learned, we can identify the problem or identify the location of the problem, whether it's your computer, whether it's your computer's connection to your network, whether it's your network, whether it's your network's connection to your ISP, or whether it's some other problem on the other side of the world where Google or Facebook or Tumblr has their servers, and you can, having identified the problem, start to dive further and try to figure out exactly what's going wrong and take necessary steps to fix them. Once you've identified where you think the problem is, you can tweak settings, you can restart the Wi-Fi, you can restart whatever component appears to be faulty until ideally you've brought the internet connection back to your computer and you're able to visit the website you're looking for. So let's review. You seem to have trouble connecting to the internet. Before you dive in and just unplug every appliance in your house, let's try to locate the problem. You want to start small and work big, focusing on your computer and your web browser, and then moving bigger to trying other devices and troubleshooting your network in general. Once you've identified the problem is with your entire network, then you may want to start unplugging just the wireless router or just the modem and plugging it back in and seeing if that fixes your problem. But if resetting your home's wireless network doesn't seem to solve the problem, you may at that point need to escalate to your ISP to see if it's a more regional problem. I hope that the tools and techniques I've discussed here leave you better equipped to diagnose and troubleshoot your internet connection. My name is RJ, and this is Troubleshooting Your Internet Connection.